7. Constant Drachenfels stared at his masked face in the mirror, peering into his own malevolent eyes, relishing the powers he felt rising within him. He flexed his hands, feeling the strength soaked into the bones with seas of blood. He passed his pointed tongue over long teeth. Inside his armour, his body was drenched with sweat from his recent exertions. He was so close to the attainment of his purpose. He needed water to replenish his fluids. A jug and a goblet stood by the mirror. He pushed his mask off his face. And Laszlo Lohenstein poured himself a drink. "Great, Laz! You were terrific!" That fool Jessner thumped him on the back. "You chilled my blood!"
"Thank you."
Soon, Lohenstein would have to be polite no more, would bow to no man, neither emperor nor director. He looked at the mask in his hand and saw his real face. When Jessner had gone, he worked away at the makeup around his eyes, peeling it off. He renewed the subtle paints he had applied over the discoloration of his face. Tomorrow, he would have no need of deceptions and could show himself as he really was. The changes were mainly under the skin, but soon the new bones would poke through. Soon he would truly fill the armour of the great enchanter. Soon. Long after everyone had left the dressing rooms, Lohenstein departed. He made his way to the part of the fortress where his patron awaited him. There was more to be carved, and Lohenstein was growing ever more skilled at the task. The man in the mask stood over a corpse, arms casually folded, unattended by any of his ghosts.
"The bones," said his patron. "This time we need the bones."
Lohenstein's knives worked quickly. He filleted Anton Veit expertly, carving away the flesh, and soon had the skeleton unclothed. In the red meat, there were stringy lumps of a black stuff he had never seen before, but it parted under the knife like ordinary meat.
"Don't forget the eyes."
Two scoops, and the job was done. Lohenstein imagined his patron smiling behind his mask.
"A fine job, Lohenstein. We have it all, nearly. The heart, the flesh, the skin, the vitals, the bones. From the vampire lady, we shall need the blood."
"And from the Grand Prince? From the murderer of the enchanter?"
The man in the mask paused.
"From him, Lohenstein. From him, we shall take everything."